各位兄姐，大家晚安。
Good evening to all our brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考神的救赎。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with you all the salvation of the Lord.
来跟大家来介绍一下以赛亚书这卷书。
And I would like to give you an introduction on the book of Isaiah.
因为我们从九月，从昨天开始。九月一直到十一月上旬呢，连续有66天，我们都要来学习查考以赛亚书。
So starting from yesterday until the beginning of October or September, starting September till November, we're going to study the book of Isaiah for 66 days.
哦，因为以赛亚书有66章，所以我们一天读一章圣经呢，我们要连续读2个多月。
And so, because the book of Isaiah has 66 chapters, and so for the next 66 days, we're going to read one chapter a day.
这卷书以赛亚书是先知书之首，就是在众先知书里面，这卷书可以说是最重要的。
The book of Isaiah is considered the most important prophetic books.
也是先知书里面最长的一卷。
And it is also the longest prophetic book.
那这卷书被称为小圣经，就是圣经的缩小版。
And so this book is also called a miniature Bible.
因为它的66章的结构跟整个新旧约圣经的66卷书很相似。
Because the structure of the 66 chapters are very similar.To the 66 books found in the Bible.
我们不知道为什么会刚好这么巧合，不过这似乎看起来有神的旨意。
We do not know why it's such a coincidence, but seemingly it has the will of God.
那时候有人就在怀疑说，那个圣经这些编辑圣经的人可能是故意把它这样做的。
And so some people suspect that those who are editing the Bible purposely made it this way.
就是说当时为什么新约圣经选刚好选了27卷。
And so they are saying that when they were choosing books for the New Testament, they chose 27 books.
所以当时候有人就有一个怀疑是说，哦，那一定是那个当初在编辑新约圣经的时候人呢，故意怎么样做什么的。
And so some people suspect and says that the people who are editing the Bible purposely made it this way.
但是后来以赛亚书这个古卷呢，在死海旁边被发掘出来的时候，基本上我们会发现，在超过2000年前，以赛亚书的那个整个结构就非常完整，跟我们现在所看的有90%几都是一样的，能够考证的结果都一样了。
However, When the event of the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered, and the Book of Isaiah, about 99% of the structure of the Book of Isaiah is what we are reading today.
所以就是说，在能够看能够读出来的这个文字当中，发现现在的以赛亚书就是古时候的2000多年前的时候他们所看到的一样的。
And so the people discovered.That the book of Isaiah that we're reading today is exactly like the Dead Sea Scrolls that people were reading back 2,000 years ago.
那以赛亚书也是在新约圣经里面被引用有关于耶稣基督最多的一卷书。
And the book of Isaiah is also the most quoted about Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
整个新约圣经里面引用次数最多的是诗篇。
The most quoted book in the New Testament from the Old Testament is the Book of Psalms.
但是有关于耶稣基督的预言，有关于弥赛亚的救赎的部分，就是以赛亚书为主。
However, regarding the prophetic prophecy regarding the salvation of Jesus Christ, the quotes are often from the Book of Isaiah.
就是因为有这一些信息呢，所以以赛亚书也被称作旧约的福音书。
And it is because of these messages, the book of Isaiah is also called the gospel book in the Old Testament.
那以赛亚书它基本上因为它的信息跟它的结构啊，前面第一章到39章呢，就是第一部分。
And so the structure of the book of Isaiah, the first 39 chapters is considered the first part.
那它讲的信息呢，都跟神的这个审判有关系。
And the message centers around the judgment of God.
他一直在强调神的公义。
It emphasized on the justice or righteousness of God.
神设立一个国度，是要做他圣洁的国度，是要来彰显神的救赎的工作的。
That God is establishing a kingdom to save His people.
但是他这个国度呢，后来没办法达到神的期待。
But later on, we see that this kingdom cannot meet the expectations of God.
那神就派了很多的先知啊，然后啊，他的很多的工人啊，仆人要去挽回他们，传讲信息，要他们回转。
And so God started to send a lot of His workers and His servants to preach to His people, hoping that they would return to Him.
但是最后百姓还是不听，所以只好神就出手审判他们。
But in the end, the people did not listen, and so God sent His judgment on them.
那所以就让他们被掳。
And so the people were captured.
那被掳到外邦去，然后最后神他还是保留了一群渔民，就剩下的人啊，最后要还让他们。回归到神的圣地来。
And so the people were captured by a foreign nation, and however, God kept a remnant of His people for later on to bring them back.
那最后这一群人又来重新建造了这个神的殿。
And later on, these remnants they once again rebuilt the temple of God.
那这个时候，这个整个他那个。以赛亚书所在讲述这个神的公义的作为就结束了。
And so, at this point, the book of Isaiah, stopped, describing about the righteous acts of God.
然后接下去从四十章以后到第六十六章呢，这个一共有四十章到六十六章二十七章里面，他所讲的道理呢，重点就是在讲有关于神的救赎了，神的爱。
Starting from chapter 40 until chapter 66, these last 27 chapters, the message is focused on the salvation and the love of God.
那这个神的救恩呢，是要给每一个人的。
And this salvation of God is to be given to everyone.
那这个救恩一开头的时候，就先出现一个声音。
And there is a voice starting at the beginning of this salvation.
那这个声音是从旷野里面出来的。
And this voice comes from the wilderness.
那这个声音是要准备人的心，让众人的那个高高低低的这些心田呢，都能够被填平，然后准备来迎接神的这个主耶稣基督的救恩。
And so this voice is to prepare the hearts of men so that their hearts will be filled and ready for the salvation of God.
所以以赛亚书四十章一开始的时候，他所记录的就跟后来新约圣经的时候，施洗约翰的出现是完全一致的。
And so, if we read Isaiah chapter 40, in the beginning, this description of the voice is exactly the same as in the New Testament when John the Baptist appeared.
因为它是先知书，所以它里面充满很多预言。
And so, because the book of Isaiah is a prophetic book, it's filled with prophecies.
那这些预言呢，真的后来就一一的应验实现了。
And later on, all these prophecies fulfilled.
那我们就发现说，这本书它。以赛亚这个人所得到的信息是从神来的，因为他的话已经应验了。
And then we would realize that this man Isaiah, his words were from God because what he said were fulfilled.
所以这一卷书，它其实在重点一直在强调的是神的救恩。
And so the central message of this book, it's emphasizing on the salvation of God.
它里面所在讲的人物，就是在讲预言耶稣基督的来到。
And the person that the book is prophesizing about is Jesus Christ.
那这一卷书里面的那个整个架构，就是神救恩的计划一个蓝图。
And the structure of this book is a blueprint of God's salvation plan.
所以，当我们在读以赛亚书的时候，我们一定会一直看到了这个信息一段不断重复的出现，都要强调主耶稣基督来所要给我们的拯救。
And so when we read through the book of Isaiah, we will see this message repeating itself that when this person comes, Jesus Christ, he is going to bring us salvation.
然后他的来到又给我们预备了一个新天新地，给我们一个属灵的盼望。
And the coming of the Lord Jesus will also give us a hope and a new heaven and earth.
所以以赛亚书结束的时候，你就看到一个新天新地。
And so at the end of the book of Isaiah, we see the appearance of this new heaven and earth.
然后最后他的结尾的时候就讲那个义人进神的国度，那个恶人就在那个 不会灭的火里面受苦。
And in the end, the conclusion of the book talks about how the righteous would inherit the kingdom of God, and the sinners will receive eternal condemnation.
所以它的结尾就跟启示录所记载的很相似的。
And so the ending of the book of Isaiah is very similar to the contents of the book of Revelation.
哦，所以以赛亚书这一卷书呢，会让我们对神所要给我们的救恩，这个天国的盼望更有信心。
And so studying the book of Isaiah will give us a firmer hope regarding the salvation of God and the promise of heaven.
这是这个整个以赛亚书的一个大纲啊，大概就这样。
These are the outline of the book of Isaiah.
我们现在看以赛亚书第一章第一节。
Let's read the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1.
当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈施、西西家做犹大王的时候，亚摩士的儿子以赛亚得末世，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
这里在提到当时的背景。
So this verse talks about the setting of the book.
然后这个以赛亚这个人得到神的默示，就是神的异象。
This person Isaiah, he received a vision from the Lord.
那他这个异象，哦，神的这个默示呢，是论到有关于犹大跟耶路撒冷的，是。就是南国犹大国的。
And this vision that he received is regarding the kingdom of Judah, which is the southern kingdom.
那这个他这里说论犹大跟耶路撒冷是他主要的信息。其实以赛亚书里面也像其他的先知书都包含对其他列邦的预言。
And so
跟信息。
It says that he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. So the main message was concerning Judah and Jerusalem. However, in as well as in all the other prophetic books, it does talk about prophecies regarding other nations.
哦，所以如果我们在读以赛亚书，从十三章开始到二十三章啊，就这一章啊，他就一直在论，有的在论摩押啦，论埃及的啦，哦，论腓力士的，他会论到其他列邦的事情。这个就是所谓的先知的信，神的信息其实是包括。其他的国家民族的，不是只有单一像以色列百姓而已。
And so if we read starting from chapter 13 through 16, we see a message we see messages regarding other nations like Babylon and other countries and Egypt.
就是跟就是说跟以色列国家有关系的那些国。
And these are prophecies and messages relating to the nations that are around the people of God.
所以他论列国的时候，他绝对不会是论中国啊，论印度啊，论那个时候当时的什么英国啊，没有啊，他说论在跟选民有关系的那些列邦啊。
So the messages regarding other nations are not, for example, messages regarding the UK or China or.Nations that have nothing to do with the nation of Israel at the time.
因为神的重心，他的那个信息主要对象都是为了他的百姓，他的选民，让他们能够真的了解神对他们的爱。
And so the reason is because the central message is to the people of God. It's to let the people know about the love of God.
哦啊，所以这里他又就在讲当时候，所以这个以赛亚是这一卷书的作者。
And so this, the setting and the author of this book is this person Isaiah.
那个以赛亚这个名字的意思，在那个希伯来文的意思就是主神是拯救。
And the name Isaiah in Hebrew it means
the
Lord
is
salvation.
哦，所以他这个字本身呢，啊，这个他是谁的儿子？表示说这个人不是虚构的，他是真实存在的人物啊。
And also when it talks about how he is the son of Amos, it's to emphasize that he is not someone who's made up. In history, there was this person Isaiah.
啊，其实这个以赛亚呢，他根据他的家谱看来呢，他跟那个乌西亚王的时候，跟乌西亚这个王应该是堂兄弟。
And so also if we study history, we could see that Isaiah, this person, he is cousins with the king Uzziah.
对，也就是说亚摩施这个人就是以赛亚的父亲，跟乌西亚王的父亲是兄弟。
So the father of Amos and the father of Uzziah, they are brothers.
因为乌西亚王的父亲叫做亚玛谢。 亚马谢了哈。
Because the father, the father of Uzziah has a name.
我们就是你如果看列王记，你就会发现那个他这个名字了哈。
It's recorded in the Book of Kings.
好，那个所以。当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯，这个就是连续有四个犹大王做王的时候，以赛亚就得到神的默示，得到神的信息，然后做先知，所以他的做王的期，做先知的期间很长。
And so it also talked about how during the time of the kings, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, Isaiah was the prophet of God. So he was serving as a prophet for a long time.
哦，他跨了四个王的那个年朝代了哈。
And his service spanned for four kings.
据说哈，他就是在西西亚王之后的那个王哈，应该是最后那个王啊，很坏的那个王叫做马拿西的样子哈。然后就把那个以赛亚先知处死了。
And so according to history, the king that came after Hezekiah, King Manasseh, and that evil king, he was the one that killed Isaiah.
啊，所以以赛亚他为了这个传达神的信息，最后他也是死的不平安的。
And so because Isaiah was preaching the word of the Lord, he also died.
但是这个就是先知 的工作，神其实把那个信息给他，他就是很忠心的去传讲，最后他承受了讲出真理之后所要承受的后果，就是丧失生命，但是他也不害怕。
So, the person Isaiah, he was a prophet of God, so he faithfully fulfilled his duty as a prophet of God, and he also bear the consequence of preaching the truth, which was to be killed, and he was fine with that.
那如果我们如果从那个历史里面去看这几个王的年代啊，我们就会发现乌西亚他做王也做很久，但是就是他死的那一年，那个以赛亚被神呼召，看到异象，然后他开始出来做先知。
And if we also look into history, during the time of Uzziah, the year that he died, that was the year that God called Isaiah, and he became a prophet of the Lord.
那大概就是公元前的740年左右了。
And that was about 748 BC.
BC 对，然后一直到这个西西亚王之后的马拿西当王的时候，那个时候，这个以马拿西那个时代，以赛亚死的年代，据说是。大概687年，公元前687年的时候。
And so until the king that came after Hezekiah, Isaiah died, and that was about 687 BC.
所以你看他那个整个这样做先知的时代，从蒙召到他结束生命的时候，大概有五十几年。
And so if we calculate that from the time that Isaiah was called to be a prophet until the year that he was killed, he served as a prophet for about 50 some years.
那他这个人既然能够做先知这么久，表示他真的要很耐操，也就是说他要很耐面对这种很不和善不友善的这个环境跟别人怎么样来对待他的。
And because he was able to serve for so many years as a prophet of God, we could see that he as a person, he was very faithful and very patient in enduring the suffering.
他在讲说他是在西西亚王做犹大王的时候，他开始最后讲到就是西西亚王做王，那他死的年代应该在马拿西的时代啊，那表示说他年老的时候可能就没有再继续写他。神没有再继续给他那个信息。
And so, the book of Isaiah says that his prophecies were ending at Hezekiah, but he died, during the time, of the king that came after Hezekiah. So we could also say that when he was older and he was no longer writing the prophecies of God, or God was no longer giving him messages when he was old.
他这个这些信息他得到以后，他把它记录下来。
And so the messages that Isaiah received, he wrote them down.
那以赛亚这个人，他既然是跟那个乌西亚王有关系啊，是在王的这个 cousin 啊，所以他应该是在王宫里面 生活过得不错的人。
And since also Isaiah was related to the king Uzziah, they were cousins, he probably lived in the palace and had a comfortable life.
那所以他的这个被选召的时候哈，是在第六章的地方所记载的。
And it was recorded in chapter 6 of the time when Isaiah was called.
第六章第一节那里说。
So chapter 6 verse 1.
当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
他看到这个异象之后，然后现在他经过了神的洁净，他就接受神的呼召做先知。
After he saw this vision, he received the cleansing of the Lord, and then he accepted the duty of becoming a prophet of the Lord.
那他的那个开始工作的时候，神就已经跟他讲说，你现在要去传讲这个信息哦，人家是不要听的了。
And when he started the work as a prophet, God already told him that now go and tell the people this message, but the people will not hear you.
所以到第六章，我们先听跳过去看第八节，第八节。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
我听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我就说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
以赛亚他接受了神的呼召，他想要去传讲信息。
Isaiah accepted the calling of the Lord and he wanted to preach the message of the Lord.
第九节说，
Verse 9.
他说：“你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。”
He said, "Go and tell this people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive."
第十节说：“要使这百姓心蒙知油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，便得医治。”
Verse 10, make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed.
那这个神先跟他预告他去传讲信息的时候，那个百姓的反应。
So God already told Isaiah the reaction of the people when he goes and preaches the messages of the Lord.
百姓的耳朵是发沉，眼睛是昏迷的，他们心里面没办法明白他所讲的信息。
The people's ears will be heavy and their eyes will be shut. The people will not understand the message that Isaiah was preaching to them.
结果第十一节就说，我就说主啊，那这到几时为止呢？
And so verse 11, then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered,
直到城邑荒凉无人居住，房屋空闲无人，然后地土极其荒凉。
Until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitant, the houses are without a man, the land is utterly desolate.
那表示说他去传讲，传到最后没有人听，都不愿意听，到什么时候？到国家被灭了，百姓被抓了为止。
And so, God already told him that he's going to preach this message until, and then no one would listen to him until the nation is destroyed.
哦，那所以其实他已经知道说。他现在这个工作很艰难的。
And so Isaiah was told from the beginning that his job was very difficult.
可是他却勇敢的去执行神的这个工作。
However, he was very brave and carried out this job that God gave him.
所以以赛亚这个人其实是很有毅力的，就是说他很忠心的，不管面对多少困难，都要去执行神给他的工作。
And so we could see that this man Isaiah, he was very faithful and very enduring. He no matter what he encountered, he was fulfilling his duty.
那其实他以赛亚，因为他工作这么长的时间，不是他自己一个人在服侍神，是他整个家庭都在服侍神。
And also, at the time that Isaiah was serving the Lord, not only he himself was serving the Lord, his whole family was serving the Lord together.
在圣经里面记载他两个儿子的哈。
The book of Isaiah or the Bible records his two sons.
我们现在看第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7 of the book of Isaiah.
我们现在看第三节。
Chapter 7 verse 3.
第三节，神对以赛亚说：“你和你的儿子施雅雅述出去，到上池的水沟头，在漂布地的大路上去迎接雅哈施。”
Then the Lord said to Isaiah, go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear Jashub, your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field.
那这个他说你跟你的儿子这个施雅雅述、啊、他这个名字、啊、儿子的名字意思就是渔民要归回，剩下的民要归回了，被抓剩下的、啊、活没有死掉的那些人要归回。
His son whose name was Shear Jashub, the name literally means a remnant shall return. It means that those people who were captured and were not dead they would return back.
哦，所以这个就是其实他的儿子的这个命名本身就已经 预告了神的信息了。
And so the naming of his son was also prophetic. It was a message from the Lord.
圣经在讲说这个以赛亚先知的妻子哈，在第八章第三节那里。
And also in chapter 8 verse 3 regarding the wife of Isaiah.
我们现在请先看、啊、第一节好了，从第一节开始看。
Let's read starting from verse 1 in chapter 8.
这里讲到他的另外一个儿子跟他的妻子的。
Because here it talks about his other son and his wife.
第一节说，神对我说，你取一个大牌，拿人用所用的笔写上马黑尔撒拉勒哈斯巴斯。
Verse 1 in chapter 8. Moreover, the Lord said to me, take a large scroll and write on it with a man's pen concerning Maher Shalah Hashbaz.
然后第二节说 我要用诚实的见证人祭司乌利亚和耶比利加的儿子撒加利亚记录这事。
And I will take for myself faithful witnesses to record Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah.
然后第三节
Verse 3
我以赛亚与妻子同室，他那个妻子原文作女先知，她怀孕生子，神就对我说，你给他起名叫做马黑尔撒拉勒哈斯巴斯。
Then I went to the prophetess and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to me, call his name Maher Shalah Hashbaz.
哦，那表示哇，那这个名字很长啊，孩子的名字很长，神已经先跟他写下来之后，孩子太太怀孕生子，所以说就取这个名字。
And so this prophetess was the wife of Isaiah, and the name of this child was very long, and so God already named this child before the child was born.
第四节就说，因为在这个小孩子不晓得教父教母之先，大马色的财宝和撒玛利亚的掳物，必在亚述王面前搬了去了。
And verse 4 continues to say, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and spoil of Samaria will be taken away before the king of Assyria.
那表示说，你看现在这个以赛亚先知，他整个家庭，他的妻子，他两个儿子的名字，都已经在讲述神将来的作为了。
And so, we could see from this passage that the wife and the two sons of Isaiah, the names and also their actions were describing the message and the actions of God.
也就是说，这个从北方来这个亚述大军呢，要来毁灭啊，当时候的北国以色列跟南国犹大，南国都会受到亏损，会有战乱发生。
And so, God already told Isaiah that this nation Assyria was going to destroy the northern kingdom, and also the southern kingdom would have damages.
啊，所以现在我们就看到说，从这几节的描述，发现以赛亚他这个人呢、啊，他的服事工作不是只有单独的，而是整个家庭都被神所重用、啊、来传讲神的信息。
And so also from these passages we could see that not only was this man Isaiah used by the Lord, his whole family was serving the Lord together and God was using them.
他每次在叫他儿子的名字的时候，就已经 在重述了那个神预言这个国家将来要发生的事了。
Because every time he calls his son's name, he is talking or repeating about what God is going to do to the nation.
哦，那这个以赛亚他也要非常的顺服，那神这样讲，他就要这样做。
And Isaiah also has to be very obedient because whatever God tells him to do, he had to do it.
那当时候，你看以赛亚他其实这个人，我们就看到他是一个非常很敏感的人呢、啊。
And also from the book of Isaiah, we could see that this person, Isaiah, he was a very sensitive man.
他因为他从小应该就是在这个，因为他的父亲就是 王宫里面的人，所以看起来他对神的律法一定是很清楚的。
Because the father of Isaiah was someone who worked in the palace, and so ever since young, Isaiah must knew about the laws and the rules of the Lord.
那他在我们如果在看第六章，他得到这个异象的这个记录啊。
And also, if we read very carefully in chapter 6, when he received this vision from God,
他当时候他已经感受到他整个国家百姓其实是走在得罪神的路上。
He already had a feeling that the whole nation and the people of God were walking on this path, sinning against God.
因为他当时候的那个反应哦，看到神的这个圣荣耀圣洁的异象之后，他马上发现说。他是住在那个嘴唇不干净的民当中的。
And the reaction was shown when he saw the vision of the Lord, and he immediately realized that he is unclean and he lives within a people of unclean people.
那所以他当时候就说：“我灭亡了，我看到了神的这个圣洁，我怎么能存活呢
？”And so immediately his reaction was that, "Woe is me, for I am undone."
所以他对他自己本身的那个污秽跟罪恶，他也很敏感的。
And so Isaiah was very sensitive to his own sins and him and his people's sins.
因为他是听到了这个撒拉弗在颂赞神的那个呼喊的响声。
He heard the praises and the cries of the seraphs.
那
seraphim
对撒拉弗他们当时候的这个表现，就让他看到说，我要服侍神的人应该是要像这样子。
And so he saw in the vision of the seraphim how they were serving God, and so he saw how it's supposed to be to serve the Lord.
所以他当时候其实上也觉得是自己是不配来传讲这个信息的人。
And so at that moment, he also felt that he was someone who was unworthy to preach the message of the Lord.
可是当他这样一喊说“我祸在我灭亡”的时候，其实神并没有放弃他。
However, as soon as he called out, "Woe is me, for I'm undone," God did not give him up.
那反而呢，第六节就说，有一个撒拉弗呢，就飞到他的眼前，手里拿着一个红炭，是从这个坛上面取下来的，然后就沾了他的口。
In verse 6, it tells us that then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched the mouth of Isaiah with it.
他就说：“看啊，你这个炭沾了你的嘴以后，你的罪孽就除掉了，你的罪恶也就赦免了。”
And in verse 7 it says, "Behold, this has touched your lips; your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged."
你就看到说哦，但他这个炭火是从坛上面祭坛上面拿下来的。
We could see that there was this fire, this live coal, which was taken from the altar.
那你看到那个炭火，他沾到他的嘴巴，他说罪已经除掉了，然后那个罪恶赦免了。
And after it touched the lips of Isaiah, it said the iniquity is taken away and the sin is purged.
那表示他那个因为是祭坛上面，所以上面一定是要流血的，所以这个红炭里面你看有这个血的功用才有办法除罪。
And so since it was taken from the altar, we know that it must have blood in it. And so because of the blood, it had the ability to purge sins.
那你看他的心哦，他的心当时候懂了他自己本身是有罪的，所以现在会跟神悔改。我有祸了，我有罪了。
We could also see that his heart was very he knew that he had sins and when he saw this vision.
然后他的嘴他也觉得说他的嘴巴不干净，所以你看他这样承认的时候，神就用这个炭火来除去他的罪。
And he also knew that he had unclean lips, and so when he acknowledged that and admitted it in front of the Lord, God immediately purged away his sins.
然后之后他就听到神的声音。
And then afterwards, he heard the voice of the Lord.
所以你看他的眼睛看到异象，看到神的荣耀，他的心会觉得自己有罪，他的口被洁净，然后他现在耳朵听见神的呼召。
And so we see that this process is that his eyes saw the vision of the Lord, and in his heart he knew that he had sinned. And then he admitted that he has unclean lips, and God had purged away his sins on his lips. And then his ears heard the voice of the Lord.
然后神一呼召，他就说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And then as soon as he heard the voice of the Lord, he immediately said, here am I, send me.
然后神就要派他去，要去出去派遣，就是要去走，他要用他的脚啊来执行神的啊给他的使命。
And then afterwards, God had God sent him. God said, "Go." And so this action going requires his feet.
啊，所以其实他，你看他这个整个被差遣的整个过程，被神所用的这个过程，就是我们今天要怎么样来去传讲神的信息所应该具备的。
And also throughout this process of how Isaiah is called to be a prophet of the Lord, this is also the same process for us when we go out and preach the message of the Lord.
然后我们一定也要面对准备说，我们现在出去讲的信息，很多人可能也听了不明白，然后也可能不愿意接受，耳朵是花尘听不下去的，但是我们还是要继续讲。
And we also need to have this preparation, knowing that the message that we're about to preach, there will be people whose ears are heavy and whose eyes are shut, and they will not understand what we're saying. However, we still need to preach the message.
要一直到什么时候？
Until when?
他说一直到城邑荒凉无人居住的时候。
We need to do this until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants.
表示我们去传福音，我们要去传讲耶稣基督这个救恩的这个要一直到耶稣基督再来，大患难临到的那个时候，我们都还要继续讲。
And so it tells us that when should we stop preaching this message of the Lord? We have to preach until the second coming of the Lord Jesus, when the big tribulation is here. And even until that time, we still need to preach.
一直到耶稣再来为止。
We need to preach until Jesus comes again.
这个就是以赛亚先知他被整个蒙召的时候。他给我们立下了一个传讲神信息的人所应该要具备的那个恒忍的心。
And so from reading this process of how the prophet Isaiah is called to serve the Lord, it teaches this attitude and this mentality that as servants and preachers of God, we should have.
那以赛亚书哦，这一卷书哦，它有很多特色。
And also there are a lot of distinguished features in the book of Isaiah.
这卷书它一直在讲这个主神是谁的时候，他在描述这个我们所敬拜的天上这位神呢。
In the book of Isaiah, when it describes who God is, who this God is in heaven,
他通常都会补一句话：以色列的圣者。
Usually there is this phrase that accompanies the description of God, which is the Holy One of Israel.
我们现在看第一章的第四节。
If we read chapter 1 verse 4,
他在讲神的时候，他都会特别强调说这个是神，这是以色列的圣者哦。
When it talks about and when it describes about God, specifically says the Holy One of Israel.
第四节说，哎呀，犯罪的国民，担着罪孽的百姓，行恶的种类，败坏的儿女，他们离弃主神，藐视以色列圣者，以他生疏，往后退步。
Verse 4 says, Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward.
那这里在讲这个，他们离弃神，藐视以色列圣者，这一句以色列圣者哈，你如果去把它查一查，它里面出现几次，从头到尾啊，这个称呼一直出现。
And so if we do a search on the phrase, the Holy One of Israel, where here is described how they have forsaken him, we will see a repetitive phrase throughout the book.
那一直在强调说我们的神是圣洁的神。
And so it keeps on emphasizing the fact that the God that we worship is a holy God.
哦，所以他这是 Holy One, 这个就是为什么你看那个异象里面以赛亚说看到撒拉弗在颂赞神的时候说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And that is why in this book, when Isaiah saw that vision of the seraphim, they cried out, Holy, holy, holy.
所以我们所拜的神是圣，至圣的神哦。
So the Lord that we worship is a holy God.
那这个属神的这一群百姓应该成为圣洁的民。
And so the people that worship this holy God should also be holy.
这一群属神的人，神的对他的要求就是要成为像神的圣洁一样， 跟神的圣洁有份的人。
And so this group of people that belong to the Lord, God's requirement for them is also to become holy like himself.
那他的这个国度应该叫做圣洁的国度，祭司的国度。
And his kingdom is called a holy nation, a priestly nation.
那这个既然是祭司的国度，就是里面应该是充满公义的、信实的、怜悯的。
And so since it is a nation filled with priests, it'sfilled also with justice, righteousness, and mercy.
但是你看，在以赛亚书里面，你看到一开始的时候，那个神的那个哀叹的时候，你就看到第四节说，是犯罪的国民，是担罪孽的百姓，他们竟然是败坏的儿女，行恶的种类，都跟神的期待啊，跟神的圣洁背道而差很远很远的。
However, in verse 4, we see this, sighing from the Lord that he is describing them as a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, brood of evildoers. So these actions are very, very far from the expectation of the Lord.
所以就看到以赛亚他的那个当时候一开始所表达出传讲神的话语，就是神对当世代的百姓有多失望了。
And so in the beginning of the message of Isaiah, we could see the disappointment that God had in his people at the time.
然后神就说：“天啊，地啊，你们来听听看，来看看这个百姓到底怎么一回事。”
And so God is starting to say, "Oh, heaven and earth, please take a look at this these people. What happened to them?"
第二节，第一章二节跟第三节。
And verses 2 and 3 in chapter 1.
天啊，要听，地啊，侧耳听，因为神说：“我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。”
Verse 2 says, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
第三节说，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
Verse 3, The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider.
那表示说，你看神他像一个慈爱的父亲，把他所有的一切恩典都给他这个属他的百姓是儿女，但是他们竟然背逆神，不认识神。
And so this is describing how God is like a merciful father bringing up children. However, his people, his children do not know him.
他们比那个牛跟驴都还不如了。
And they are worse than the ox or the donkey.
所以当时候神的那个当时候那个心境啊，你就知道说他有多失望了。
And so from these description, we could say, we could tell that God was very disappointed.
但是其实神又他处罚他们的时候又手下留情的。
However, when God was disciplining or punishing his people, he also had mercy.
所以第九节那里说神会为他们存留余种。
So verse 9, it says the Lord would give them a remnant.
哦。所以他们不至于像索罗马、俄摩那个样子，就全部被毁灭。
So that they would not become like Sodom or Gomorrah, meaning they would not be utterly destroyed.
这个就是已经预含了神的那个审判的目标，就是要让他们回转，不是为了要全然毁灭。
And so this already told us the goal or the reason why God was punishing them was not to utterly destroy them, but God wanted them to return.
神对他这个百姓的要求在第一章的第十六节。
Also, the requirement of God for His people is recorded in chapter 1, verse 16.
你们要洗涤自洁，从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，要止住作恶。学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
Verses 16 and 17.
啊，所以这里就是你看，当时候神要求他们真的能够学习神的这个公义善行，让这个真的属神的国度哦，能够彰显出神的荣耀。
And so here we see that these are the requirement of the God, of God for His people. He really wanted the people to do good and to glorify the name of the Lord.
因为这个属神的国度啊，神有一个期待是要成为公义之城，然后忠信之义，就是公义的城。
It's because the expectation of the Lord for His people is that He wanted them to have justice in the city, or
a city of righteousness.
He wanted the people to have a city of righteousness.
你看，最后神当时候他所要建设他的这个国度，就是像这样。我们看第二十六节。
If we read verse 26,
第二十六节说：“我必复还你的审判官，像起初一样 复还你的模式，像起先一样，然后你必成为公义之城，忠信之义。
Verse 26, I will restore your judges as at the first and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city.
所以其实在讲这个国度、啊、神的期待，这个国度在当时好像是以色列这个地上的这个国度。
And so this is talking about the nation of Israel at the time. It seemed that it was describing the nation at the time.
但其实我们知道这个先知书的预言通常它都有两个层面呢。
But we know that usually the message in the prophetic books have two folds of meaning.
第一个直接的对象就是当世代的选民，那是有历史性的会应验的部分。
The first meaning is usually referring to historically at the time of the people at the time.
但是另一个层面就是属灵的，就是有关于主耶稣基督所要建立的这个属灵的国度教会的预言。
But the second meaning would be spiritual, referring to the spiritual kingdom that God is going to establish in the future, which is the church.
我们现在在这个历史的后端去看这一卷书的时候，我们看到的是他对这个神的教会，真教会里面神所要建设的，以及神对我们的期待。
And so now, sitting this time, at the end of the spiritual realm or spiritual history, we can see that it's telling us that God's expectation towards the church and His people.
神的教会，这个他的国度应该是就是中。公义之城，忠信之义。
And so God's expectation towards the church, which is the spiritual kingdom, is that He wants the church to be a city of righteousness and a faithful city.
所以在这个城里面的人称为圣民，是被神称义的。
And the people living in the city, they are the holy people. They are called righteous by the Lord.
都是被耶稣的宝血所救赎称义的，是被 justified 的，所以在神眼中都是圣洁的。
And these are the people that being justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, and they are called righteous.
那这一个公义的城呢？你看他这个在第二章就预言的，将来这个神的山呢、啊，要超乎诸山，然后最后那个万民要流归这山。
And so also in chapter 2 of Isaiah that we see that the mountain of the Lord will be higher than all the other mountains and people from all nations will flow to this mountain.
所以以赛亚书二章二节呢，这一段到二节到第三节哈，到第三节，这就预言将来神的末世的真教会，他所要站的当在神眼中的地位，以及后来万民都要归入这个真教会的荣耀的预言。
And so in chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, it's prophesying about the mountain of the Lord, and it tells us the status of this church in the eyes of God, and what's going to happen in the end about the glory that will happen.
所以以赛亚书二章二节跟三节这一段有关于真教会的预言、啊、这一个山被建立是神的旨意，是神亲自建立的，不是人去把它推高的。
And so from verses 2 and 3 in chapter 2 about the prophecy regarding the true church, this mountain, it is established by the Lord himself. It's not pushed up by man.
那最后万民都要流归真，就是说神所拯救的是这个福音、啊、救恩是要给万民的，凡是接受相信的都要流归这山， 来这里领受神的训诲。
And so it says that all nations shall flow to it. All nations will flow to this mountain. So it tells us that all the people, as long as they receive this message, it does not matter where they're from, they will believe and come to the church.
第三节是说，必然会有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登神的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将那道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
Verse 3 tells us, many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
所以今天呢，要在哪里能够听到从神来的训诲，以及有关于要进入神的国度的正确的得救道路呢？
And so where in the world today can we hear about the word of God, and where can we hear about the right way to be saved?
完全的全备的救恩的真理一定在真教会里。
the complete truth would be found in the true church.
因为我们现在所领受这个信息是主借着他的圣灵所启示，让我们明白记录在圣经里面啊完整的信息。
Because the message that we receive are revealed by the Holy Spirit, it's complete by the Lord, and this message is found in the true church.
那这个就是神的旨意。
And this is the will of the Lord.
神在末世的时候所兴起的正教会。
And this is the true church that's established by the Lord in the end days.
要成为万民都要归入的神的家。
And this will be a place where all nations will flow to it.
那这个信息，这个神的真教会，神的这个公义的诚意，这个信息会一直从头一直到尾，整卷以赛亚书都在强调这样一个重点。
And so this message of this city of righteousness and the faithful city, this message is also repeated throughout the book of Isaiah.
那这里面在作王就是耶稣基督。
And the king, in the city of righteousness is the Lord Jesus.
哦，那这个婴孩啊，这个婴孩要称为和平的君。
And this child will be called the Prince of Peace.
哦，所以在我们在讲到主耶稣基督的有关的预言呢，一定不会漏掉以赛亚书九章第六节的。
And so also when we talk about the prophecies regarding the Lord Jesus, we will not neglect chapter 9, verse 6.
耶稣基督他是奇妙的测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
所以在以赛亚书里面，我们会引用很多很多有关于主耶稣基督的，就是要让我们了解说主耶稣基督他真的就是我们救恩的主要的提供者，他是我们的希望。
And so throughout the book of Isaiah we see a lot of messages regarding the Lord Jesus Christ because he is the one that is our Savior and he is the one that gives us hope.
我们所有的盼望依靠都在他。
And all our hope and all our trust is in him.
我们如果能够让主耶稣进到我们的生命里面来，我们就得到神的这个救赎。
And if we are willing to accept the Lord Jesus into our life, into our heart, then we will receive this salvation.
这个就是以赛亚书里面所提到的一些重要的信息，我们在读经当中呢，如果能够记住然后去验证，我们就会越来越了解神的救恩。
And so these are the messages that are mentioned in the book of Isaiah. When we're reading this book, if we can read through it and think about and study it, then we will have this in our hearts.
愿主耶稣带领我们来，我们再来唱诗242首。
May the Lord guide us. Let's sing hymn 242.
242.